bit, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone, I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he'd asked to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, ready to work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this thought-out saturation. Personate the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau's applied for raging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more, like the video film.
WMFO in Medford. Try and get my board all squared away. I got stuff flashing by me here. Okay, that's right. I always have to change it from the show before. It's a little different. It's a crash course for the ravers on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Just me and Al here right now. What's up, Patchouli?
Not too much. I'm looking forward to a fun time today.
We have the Aldous Collins band coming in.
Yes.
They gonna play full band or what?
I'm not quite sure. I saw a post this morning. They listed about five people.
Right. So yeah, good. Drums
said,
and
They said they...
That's how we roll here. We don't even know what they're bringing in. We just say, come in and do your thing.
And it happens.
And it happens. It sounds great every week. We're lucky, I guess. We're lucky. I got a bunch of things to bring up, but I don't know. Parento passed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, everyone's... I've only seen good things, and it's like, you know, a few years ago, everyone was talking about all the bad crap he did. I don't know.
Exactly.
I mean, I worked at BCN, and when he showed up, it wasn't like, hey, it's Mark Parento, the legend. Everyone hid. They hid.
Yeah.
So, I didn't know him very well. I didn't know him well at all. I first met him back in the 80s. It was a Less Than Zero show at in Scituate Harbor.
Oh, cool.
I was probably about 14 years old. And you know what? I probably could have had him.
Stop. You know.
I mean, he seemed a little too happy to know me.
I mean,
and I wondered why there weren't so many girls at the table.
He was definitely a great DJ.
He was an awesome DJ, and I didn't know anything about it when I used to listen to him, and I was a fan when I met him when he was at that Less Than Zero show.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, if any of that's true, I mean, it's horrible.
They used to do traffic around 5 o'clock, and he played one
of them. No, I don't have anything against... I mean, if it's about him and just having gay sex with people, I don't care.
Yeah, of course
not. But if he's molested anyone, come on, this is a whole different thing.
You know, it's just like Trump and all that stuff. And today I saw a post about Muhammad Ali.
What about him?
But he was a draft dodger. And I was going, dude, you know.
He's done a lot of great stuff.
I mean, why can't we remember the good stuff?
Right, right.
And why do you have to...
Well, that's why I'm not going to say anything else about Mark. I don't know if any of that stuff was true. But I'm just saying, you know, I see a lot of people going, oh, my buddy Mark. And I remember them hiding when he came into the studio.
Well, he used to play my tunes.
I hope none of the bad stuff was true. We'll remember him for the great disc jockey he did at WCOZ and WBCN.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked when he played stuff like this. Hey, you got a request, 617-627-3800, and we have the Aldous Collins Band coming in.
singing the blues.
Some Yardbirds getting very psychedelic on you.
Jeff
right
Beck.
There. Oh, yeah. Happenings 10 years times ago.
I haven't heard that in probably 30 years.
Well, I actually heard it on MFO and Automation
really?
The other day, and I was like, I got to play that.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, I programmed the thing, but, as you know, I put a lot of stuff in there that, I mean, I wasn't listening to everything as I programmed it
right,
to be
course.
Played on Automation.
Of course.
I put like over 20,000 songs.
Yeah, it'd be
in
rotation.
Yeah, and it took a long time anyway, just the way I did it.
Yeah.
But no, I don't have to do it from here. I can do it from home now.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, so like, you know, let me know if there's something that we need to put in rotation that we have in Rivendell. Because, I mean, we have millions of stuff in
millions
Rivendell.
Millions and billions.
We do. I bet we have more music than anyone in town, big time.
I'm sure. Sure. Just the vinyl.
Just the vinyl. Forget about everything we have in the computer.
No kidding.
But out of the millions we have in the computer, I can go ahead and put them in rotation. Of course, we're not going to have them all do that. We used to.
Mm.
And this station, you know, to put it bluntly, it sounded like crap. But they had me do something about that.
It wasn't
and now, blunt. And now it sounds great. It sounds like my show without me.
That's right.
So
that's right.
You can take that as you will. Ronnie Wood's birthday the other day, huh?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Ronnie. He must be up there. 70?
Yeah, he's got to be.
Getting close.
He's got to be. Wasn't, who just had kids? He just had kids. Was it him?
Well, guys can have kids when they're 100.
He just had twins.
I don't know. Look it up. Where's your computer? Where's Jimmy James?
I don't know. Marie!
Marie! Marie stayed home. Jimmy James is filling out something for, I guess he's got a new job.
Oh, I hope so.
But he said he might stop in.
Well, I hope so.
I highly doubt it when he says he might stop in. Because Jimmy says he's stopping in and doesn't show up. Well, so he says he might come in. No, we love him, and I hope I hope his new job is great. He'll probably be back next week.
Hope so.
If not, sooner. We might, who knows? Watch him surprise me. Ronnie Wood. Oh, and then we'll play something live. Oh, here we go. Here's a phone call. We're going to play some live Elton John.
And John Lennon.
And John Lennon you dug up. That's great.
Yep.
Let's see who this is. MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Rosie.
What's up, Rosie?
Ronnie Wood just turned 68.
68. Okay, thank you.
68. He's the baby.
Right.
Now, he just had kids, right?
He does have babies.
He just had twin girls.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And I don't know how many kids that makes for him now, but they all breed. They're stones.
Right.
That's cool.
They breed.
Hopefully, they're breeding more stones.
Yeah.
They'll have some little stones.
Well, hopefully.
Well, some pebbles.
But I have a request.
What
I
do you
want to hear on the radio by the Thigh Scrapers.
Oh, boy. Wait, what do you want to hear by those
bosses?
Those lackeys?
Those wackos.
Those lackeys.
Wackies.
Lackeys, lackeys. Get the crap out of your ears. What do you want to hear by them?
On the radio, I just told you.
Oh, maybe I might play something else by them. I don't know.
No, I like on the radio.
You want me to play their only recorded original? Actually, there's a couple of them. I heard. I can't believe I put it on in rotation, but a song we did called "Plastic Sheets" was on MFO
Plastic
the other day.
Sheets?
Oh man,
I'd like to hear that.
It's actually on the tail end of Chatterbox. So
I'd like to hear.
You want me to play that
plastic
one?
Plastic Sheets.
I'll play that one in a couple songs.
Sheets.
Well, first you got to hear Chatterbox, which is good. It's a good version of live Chatterbox.
Okay.
It is good.
And then
my voice is on the radio.
You'd rather hear our original. I'll think about it.
Well,
okay, Rosie?
So hard.
All right.
Okay. Bye, guys.
See ya.
Roseanne Barr, everyone.
Yes.
All right. Ronnie Wood, happy birthday. Hey, you got a request? 617-627-3800. I'm Brian. That's Patchouli.
Okay.
And I say it's our great privilege and your great privilege to see and hear Mr. John Lennon.
Give it up for the boys, the Thigh Scrapers. Thanks, Andy Pratt, earlier. Randy Black and the Heathcroft is coming up next, followed by Cal Cali with Jet Set. And the big band tonight, the F-Hughes, will be coming up. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity, Cal. Thank you, everyone, for coming out. Rosebud, good night.
WMFO in Medford. The Rudds there, John Pohida, with the Femulin Hang On. Before that, yeah, we heard a little bit of the Thigh Scrapers original. Did he hear the Plastic Sheets, Al? You were in the hallway.
Yeah,
that's why I put it on, so you could hear it. You had to get through Chatterbox first. But that wasn't a bad live Chatterbox, huh?
No.
You guys can say hi. Aldous Collins and his band are here. Aldous, right?
Well, sort of. It's actually, yeah, Aldous.
Aldous.
Yeah, that's fun. That's cool.
Yeah, Aldous Collins. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, your mic's up. What's going on, Al?
Nothing. We're just getting fired up to eat some of Bob's chili.
Al's chili.
He did bring.
Sorry.
Al did bring in some chili.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys are gonna be setting up. Just play John Paul Haida. I think I'll play. Somebody was just asking me to tell some ghost stories. I don't know.
Huh?
Marie's not hasn't been coming in to rock with us lately, but she's into ghost hunting with me.
Oh, that's right.
We're finding
West Bridgewater.
We're finding haunted places and just like going to them and taking pictures and.
It's find anything?
Nah, we haven't seen anything, but just some cool spots.
Casper?
No, nothing yet. I don't know. I took a bunch. I watch those shows. I mean, anyone can say they see something in those windows, you know? And they always go like, did you hear that? It just said everyone get out of the house. And I just hear, you know, those ghost shows? You know what I'm talking about. The ghost, yeah. The paranormal shows? I never hear anything on them, but we're looking for our own ghosts.
And you guys go.
What's the matter? You can't get a...
Yeah, they're...
We just went to the Bridgewater Triangle. There's a haunted house down there.
Bridgewater Triangle.
When I was Fort Revere and Hall.
When I was a kid, I used to live across. I'll
just tuck right into the mic.
When I was a kid, I used to live down the street. I'm from Goffstown, New Hampshire, and I used to live down the street from a funeral home. And when we were younger, a guy that I was just with in East Boston, his name is Matt Hawks, we were snowboarding at midnight for like full moon on this hill across the street. And as we were snowboarding, we were walking. It was like a big snowstorm. I'll do it quick because I don't know how much time we got. But anyway, we're sitting at the top of the hill and then walking towards the funeral home across the field. And we were only, 13 or something, so we weren't on it. We weren't on any hallucinogenics or doing anything crazy. We were just, kids just like up late snowboarding and like enjoying the winter wonderland. And this girl walked across the field in a dress. And we were like,
what?
Yeah, in a dress. This is what we both saw as kids.
What was it? Did you say it was snowing?
It was probably like a foot of fresh snow, and it was like a, full moon.
So she wasn't dressed for it.
She wasn't dressed for it. She was wearing like a,
was it a mini skirt?
Well, luckily, it was a very tight mini skirt sequence, so there's a lot of legs showing. No, I'm just kidding.
I was gonna say this isn't a Victorian type ghost I'm used to.
No, it was like a long dress, and we were sitting next to each other, and I was like, what the hell is that? And I was like, hey, and I yelled out.
Yeah.
She turned at us, and it was weird because right when she turned at us, we like froze.
Yeah.
And then we didn't say anything.
But did you see her face?
She just, we just saw her movement turn because she was probably like about, 150 feet away in a snowstorm.
Right.
She turned to us and then walked into these woods and then just kind of disappeared. And then we ran out from the hill.
You tried to find her?
No, we looked for her footprints and there was no footprints.
Whoa. So you saw a ghost. You believe you see a ghost? You think you saw a ghost?
All I know is I saw something. I don't know what it was.
Right.
It was different than what I had
seen.
I
do have a couple of those stories. I think I brought them up before, but... We'll have ghost story time. It'll be our new segment.
Let's sit around the campfire.
Anyways, we just heard the Rudds, John Paul Haida. I love John Paul Haida.
Yeah, we saw him together with Pete Montgomery.
Right. Here's his band, The International Airport, with City of Ghosts.
No kidding.
Yeah. All right. How'd that happen?
I don't know.
That Matt Dillon must get a lot of tail, burning incense in Cambodia. Heads up for the big gun money man. You can put your faith in Depardieu. In the city of ghosts, ghosts. Two stars from the cable control. I suppose that's a given. I always liked that Matt Dillon. A new passion. Drifting back to yesterday.
you have an encounter with police, MassCAN wants you to know your rights. What you say to the police officer is always important. What you say can be used against you, and if you mouth off in any way, it can give them a reason to arrest you. Be respectful. If you're in a car, you must show your driver's license and registration, but in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCAN, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.ORG.
1, 2, 3, go. I've got an ego. It won't let me go. What am I gonna do? A, B, C, D. Paranoia's killing me. I'm dying on me aching feet. What a way to go. Roll up, roll up. People always stroll up. So why don't you grow up? No, thank you. Big cat, small cat, some cats are fat cats. Those cats are bad cats. What we gonna do? There's an awful lot of people in the world today. There's an awful lot of trouble on the streets these days. And it doesn't seem to matter what you do or say. If a change is gonna happen, gotta help it on its way. A change's gotta come before too long, I know. A piece has gotta come and I could be wrong, I know. But I just don't know what I can do. You don't trust me and I don't trust you. I bet you wish you did and I know I do. Why have you got secrets? Cause I know you have. If you've got something to hide then it must be bad. A change has gotta come before too long, I know. Gotta come and I could be wrong, I know. But I just don't know what I can do. Can do.
Save the life. sleeps out at the Wilshire Hotel. Looks out a window without glass. Walls are made of cardboard. Newspapers on his feet. The old man beats him because he's too tired to beg. He's got nine brothers and sisters. They're brought up on their knees. Hard to run when a coat hanger hits you on the thigh. Pedro G's being older, killing the old man. Slim chance he's going to the boulevard. Get to the dirty boulevard. I'm gonna get out to the dirty boulevard. Going down to the dirty boulevard. Get it out. This room costs $2,000 a month. You believe it, baby, it's true. Somewhere there's a landlord living that wets his pants, wets his pants. No one dreams of being a doctor or a lawyer or anything. They just dream of dealing on the boulevard. Give me your hungry, you're tired, you pour piss on it. That's what the statue of bigotry says. All you poor huddled masses, why don't we just go club to death? Get it over with. Dump on the boulevard and get it out. I'm going down. Get it out. Going down. You ever had rage in your heart? You ever had some rage in your heart? You ever had rage in your heart? Have you ever had rage in your heart? Outside, it's a bright night. There's an opera, Lincoln Center. The Klieg lights shoot out over the Manhattan skyline. Put the lights out on the Mean Caesar. Small kid stands by the Lincoln Tunnel, selling plastic roses for a buck. Traffic's backed up to 39th Street. The TV whores are calling the cops out to get sucked. Back at the Wilshire, Pedro sits there dreaming. Found a book on magic in a garbage can. Looks at the pictures, looks up at the cracked ceiling. By the count of three, I'll get out of here and fly away. I wanna fly.